Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
He was asking me, are you seeking me first? I know you're seeking me, but is it first? Are you all in? This was my all-in moment. This was my all-or-nothing moment. It's now or never. No more hedging the bets. It's pushing all the chips to the middle of the table. Was it easy? No. Was it gut-wrenching? Yes. Did I ever second-guess it? More than you can count. But the adventure of following Jesus didn't begin till I went all in. That day was the day I stopped asking Jesus to follow me, and I decided to follow him. I want to ask you a question. Who's following who? Are you following Jesus? Or have you inverted the gospel by inviting Jesus to follow you? Have you bought in, but you haven't sold out? We're not saying you didn't buy in. You just haven't sold out. You're asking Jesus to follow your plans. My God, help me. God, I apologize if I've ever made it too comfortable or too convenient as a pastor. Over 120 years ago, a British revivalist issued a holy dare in his sermon. And this dare would change a life, that changed a city, that changed a generation. And here was the dare that these one particular set of ears heard. This one little Smurf heard. And what did he decide? All in. Little did he know that he was giving this holy dare as he's preaching the sermon that this young man would do what he would do. And here was the holy dare. The world has yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man who is fully and wholly consecrated to him. That was the dare. And that dare went on and set in a set of ears of a man called D.L. Moody. And D.L. Moody was, this was his all-in moment. And he took that dare. And before it was all said and done, D.L. Moody's sermons contributed to one of the greatest spiritual awakenings ever worldwide because of a dare. And it started right then. Well, guess what? Nothing has changed. I dare you. The world has yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in by the man who is fully all in for God. We have yet to see what he will do. There's amazing things that wait for the man who will. Why not you? Why not you? Why not now? Why not this be your moment? Why not you leave here different than you came in today? Why not today? Woo! You're one decision away from a total different life. You're one decision away. But what is keeping us from that? From all in with God. Of course, it's the toughest decision you'll ever make. But if you go all in and you surrender, amazing things await you. Amazing victories. Amen? Amen? Anytime God is going to do something, it's a pattern in the Bible that he's going to do something amazing. He calls us to consecrate ourselves. Do you know what consecrate means? We're going to go over it. Let me give you two words that it means. All in. The Israelites crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land. Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. All in. The problem is we're trying to do God's job for him. We want to do amazing things for God, but people, that's backwards. That's not right. It seems noble, but it's backwards. God wants to do amazing things for us. That's his job. He will show himself, that's him showing himself strong, right? So that's his job, not yours. It's not your job to do amazing things. Our job is to go all in. Our job is to consecrate ourselves, all right? And when we do amazing things, await. Is anybody interested in amazing things? In your life, in this, you want to talk about signs and miracles. All the world will see. Consecrate yourselves now. Let's go all in. Come on now. God's going to do that. Not you. That's backwards. Before I tell you what consecration is, Let me tell you what it isn't. All right? It is not going to church once a week. That is not all in. It is not your daily devotions. It is not keeping the Ten Commandments. It is not sharing your faith with friends or even tithing. It's not volunteering in the nursery. It's not leading a small connect group. And it's not raising your hands in worship. All these things are good, but they're not consecration. Consecration is more than a behavior modification. It's more than that. Don't you remember? I gave him the list. He said, are you seeking me? Are you consecrated to me? Am I first in your life? Are you all in, Chip? Yeah, I have a list. But I was telling him all I was doing. It's not conformity to a moral code. It's not just doing good deeds. Consecration is all in. And here's what it means. Setting yourself apart and being fully devoted. That's what it means. Dethroning yourself and enthroning Christ. Amen? Every second, every ounce of energy, every penny, every desire. That sounds like Marbleheaders to me. That's why Washington wanted them. It sounds like Smurfs to me. That's why I would rather have them than the other teams. Amen? Consecration is ever deepening your love for Christ. Deepening. More and more every day. I'm all in. No matter what I hear, no matter what I see. It's a childlike trust in the Father, the Heavenly Father. It's a blind obedience to the Holy Spirit. It's all in. Your words, your actions, your beliefs, you're all in. I would have done those Smurfs wrong. And they would have never seen those amazing things that had happened to them if we didn't make that commitment. We could have stayed comfortable. We could have stayed convenient. But we would have never seen the amazing. And that's my concern. I don't want this to be a place where we follow the rules, but we never follow Christ. A bunch of lists. The gospel is cheapened by allowing people to buy in without selling out. I thought of this last night. Wrote it. Cheapened. Imagine it like this. My daughter's not married. And let's say she wants to be married. And I don't know if she does want to. Be honest with you, she's career minded and all that, but I really want her to be married, so I'm going to decide to make it happen. Already you're going, not a good idea. Are y'all with me? No. Listen to my plan. I'm going to take ads out in the newspaper. I'm going to go to the social media. I'm going to put it up on billboards and on t-shirts, begging someone to choose her. Doesn't that cheapen who she is? See what we've done with the gospel? I would never do that. Rather, I would set a high standard. I would do background checks, lie detector tests, lengthy applications, sometimes triplicate. References would be checked. Hidden cameras would be installed. If you want a relationship with my daughter, you better be prepared to give her the best of everything you have. Come on, somebody grab a hold of this. I don't want to hear, as a father, I don't want to just hear that you say you love her. I want to know that you're committed. Come on, somebody. That you're committed to her, that you're all into her, and that you would give your life for her. Your life for her. I don't want to just hear you love her. I want to hear that you're all in. That would cheapen her if I did it the other way. What has the gospel and church have done? And if I tried to talk people into following Jesus to make it appealing, comfortable, and convenient, I apologize. And I repent right now, publicly, and to God. We made it too comfortable. It wasn't comfortable to those Marbleheaders. I thought, man, all those graves and all those lives and young men. And after the Revolutionary War, there were 370 widows, Marblehead widowers, after that. And a lot of kids without their parents, their fathers. But liberty or death? Liberty. I said, God, we need that spirit back. We have given people just enough Jesus to get bored. I'm talking now. Now I'm free. But not enough to feel the surge of a holy adrenaline running through their veins to decide to follow him no matter what, no matter where, no when or when. There was a Danish philosopher and theologian who believed this, that boredom was the root of all evil. I thought it was interesting when I read this. He said boredom is not just being bored. He said it's wrong. You cannot be in the presence of God and be bored at the same time. It's impossible. You can't be in the presence of God and be burned out at the same time. How many times we hear mom going, how can people say they're burned out? Well, you hear this in the ministry. We're burned out. You cannot be in the will of God and be bored at the same time. It's impossible. The choice is yours. Consecration, all in, or boredom. Because it's one or the other. If you're not all in, listen to me. You're going to get bored. And that may have happened and it may have set in. But if you do, you will not get bored. This is where the battle is won and lost right here. So stop trying to do God's job for Him. You don't have to do amazing things. You cannot do amazing things. Amazing things always begins with going all in. When you look back on your life, anybody, you look back on your life, your greatest moments have always began with consecration yourself to God. Because He called for you to do that. And He followed with amazing. It's His pattern. And it always ends with amazing. And as true today, it was as true the day Abraham placed Isaac on the altar. Was that an all-in moment? And it's just as true today. It's as true today as it was the day Jonathan climbed a cliff to fight Philistines. I'm climbing this cliff to fight Philistines. He was all in. He's halfway up the cliff. I'm afraid of heights. I'm all in. It's as true today as it was the day when Peter got out of the boat and walked on water. It's as true today as it was when David started running after Goliath. I'm running towards a giant. Ain't no turning back now. And it's as true today as it was when Paul and Silas was praising God in prison in those stocks, beaten with rods. We're all in, man. This is not where we quit or die. We're all in. Wow, the all-in moments. Are you all in? Have you had your all-in moment yet? Why not today? Why not surrender today? Why not stay hungry? You want to know why people are not hungry? Because they're full. Guess what you're full of? Yourself. That's why hunger is not there. That's called selfishness. That's sinfulness. Stay hungry. Empty out. Stay empty out of you. And get hungry for more of Him. Quit asking Him to follow your ways. And you start following His. Death will not even be a blink of an eye. You don't worry about death. We don't worry about dying and how we die comfortable. Are you kidding me? I'm going to live abundantly. And I'm going all in for God. And it's an amazing adventure. That's how I want to. That's the legacy I want to leave. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Be a different person today when you walk out here than when you walked in.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
It's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.agloriouschurch. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.